With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump blasting Hamas, adding the Israelis stand for goodness.
On that terrible Saturday morning, the world saw once again that the conflict between Israel and Hamas is not a conflict between two equal sides. This is a fight between civilization and savagery, between decency and depravity, and between good and evil. There is no comparison between a group that worships death and a group that cherishes life.
And in remarks to the Republican Jewish Coalition candidate forum Saturday, presidential contender and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the policies of Democrats on Iran set the stage for the terrorist attack on Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, more and more Democrats are losing faith in President Biden.
The latest Gallup poll shows the president's job approval rating among Democrats dropping 11 percentage points in just the last month. 75% of Democrats now approve of Joe Biden's performance. That's the worst reading of his presidency from his own party. He's also lost ground among independents. Overall, the president's approval rating is at his personal low in the Gallup research at 37%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 1,000 people gathering today for a vigil to remember those killed and wounded in that mass shooting earlier in the week in Maine. The names of the 18 dead were read aloud at the Sunday evening event. One pastor from the community says because of this mass shooting, Lewiston is already bigger than the tragedy and will emerge from it much stronger. Also at SRNnews.com, Clemson takes a step back from transgenderism.
The South Carolina University has decided to remove feminine hygiene dispensers from the men's bathrooms on campus. This is a victory for the Clemson College Republicans Club, which had been fighting to have the dispensers removed for the past year. Things got moving when a Republican South Carolina State Representative April Cromer contacted school officials. The campus GOP club also got help from the South Carolina State Freedom Caucus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Relatives of victims of war crimes committed by Myanmar's military filing a criminal complaint in the Philippines as they increasingly seek to hold generals accountable in courts outside the country. Hundreds of people have been killed because of artillery rounds as well as a number of airstrikes in the town of Chin. This is SRN News. King Charles wants to look to the future when his four-day state visit to Kenya starts on Tuesday.
But first, he'll have to confront the past. Charles is facing calls to address the legacy of 8 decades of British colonial rule, while also facing complaints foreigners still own large swaths of rich farmland and the UK has failed to accept responsibility for the crimes of British soldiers stationed in Kenya. The trip will also be closely watched around the world because it's the king's first state visit to an African nation and his first to a Commonwealth member since he ascended to the throne last year. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
White House says President Biden will visit a family farm in Minnesota on Wednesday. It's all part of 2 weeks of stops in rural America by top administration officials. Those visits intended to highlight how increases in government spending can help improve people's lives. More details at SRNnews.com.